Loyalist Township celebrated its 25th anniversary this year. The township celebrated the milestone with a community barbecue this week. Loyalist Township was formed on January 1st, 1998. At the time, this included the amalgamation of Amherst Island Township, Ernesttown Township, and Bath Village. Now the main areas in Loyalist are Amherstview, Bath, Amherst Island, and Odessa. Smaller communities within the township today include Emerald, Ernesttown, Millhaven, Morven, Nicholson's Point, Stella, Storms Corners, Switzerville, and Wilton. The history of the area dates back much further than 25 years. The roots and namesake are tied to the United Empire Loyalists, who settled in the area after the American Revolution. Since forming in 1998, the township has seen steady increases in population. There has also been a large industrial boom in the area over this time. Deputy Mayor Nathan Townend noted the amount of growth within just the last 5 years.
In my time, the municipality has grown a lot. I mean, from the time that I moved into the municipality, and then from the time I got elected in 2018, the municipality's grown substantially, not just in residential terms, obviously, in industrial terms.
Townend went on to explain how bringing the smaller communities together isn't just about the data or numbers.
I think the township itself has done a lot to try and bring our communities together, particularly through, shared events, Trunk or Treat, for example, has been a huge success. We're doing that again this year. Movies outdoors in the summertime and music and, I think we've come a long way as a township in using our recreational facility basically to, as a tool to try and bring the community together, our various communities together. And I think we're just continuing to go from strength to strength there. But I would say too, yeah, it's sometimes when you're talking about things like that, it's hard to, to point to any data necessarily. These are kind of, feelings, right? They're more intangible, but I definitely do feel like the township has become a more cohesive, unified community of communities than it has been in the past.
Looking into the future, Townend expects the trend of growth to continue for Loyalist.
The township's going to continue to experience a lot of growth. I mean, I think successive councils, in the next 20 years, 20, 25 years, the primary overarching goal of those councils will necessarily be managing growth, managing growth responsibly.
Townend went on to note that this growth may put some pressures on the township.
It's going to put lots of pressures on our communities. I mean, it already is. I mean, so, on the one hand, we can rejoice that the communities are closer together as loyalists, as one township. But at the same time, the stresses of growth are being felt in our urban centers. So, like Odessa and Amherstview, people are seeing more people move into town and more densified residential units getting built. And so that creates traffic pressures which raises safety concerns and noise issues and, all of the things that are just typical growing pains. We're seeing those, and we're going to need to manage them effectively to make sure that, we don't go backward as far as staying a unified township and having Loyalist be a place that people want to come and live and enjoy living.
Some of the latest projects in the industrial area are the Latham Pools facility and the Umicore electric vehicle battery material production plant. For CJAI and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Tad Evans.